kind of tummy.
Spell your last name for me. And what's your home address? And a phone number there? And what's your date of birth? Is there a business number? So what do you do there? And how are you related to... Clarify, you know,
okay,
who you're related to. Okay, so tell me, what do you know about what happened tonight?
She left me a voicemail on my cell phone, so when I got out of a hair appointment, I called her, and it was 9 o'clock, and she had mentioned, and in our talking, she was asking me a couple questions, and all of a sudden I heard her say, Scott, and I said, what's wrong? And she goes, well, we had a fight, and now he's up in the driveway, but I don't know what he's doing. I think something's wrong. Mm-hmm. I said, you want me to make someone watch? She goes, no, I'll call you back. And I said, okay. So I got home, I didn't hear from her, and then I got a phone call about 9:15, crying hysterically. You have to come. Mom and Dad are fighting, and I'm scared. I said, okay, honey, you know, fighting, they're just screaming. She was out. So I hung up, got in the car, and as I'm driving here, I called on the my cell phone, called this time, and she was hysterical. I said, what's wrong? She goes, Auntie, there's blood all over the hallway. I can't see Mommy. I think Daddy's going to hurt her. You know, come here. And I was trying to calm her down. I said, is your mom together? And she goes, I think she's in the other room hiding. I don't know where she's at. So I tried to keep her on the phone and talking, but then something happened and hung up. And so when I called again, this time I saw two in the kitchen, and I heard her saying something. I can't remember, but it sounded like she was going, Scott, like calm and quiet. Mm-hmm. And he's calling her fucking bitch, fucking cunt. I mean, using horrific language.
And you can hear this over the phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I was worried. They were all on the phone. She must have been to the kitchen. And so I'm trying to talk, and all of a sudden it went off. So I figured it was my sister cut us out. So I tried to call again. And then when I called again, I just got the busy signal. So I just heard them. My niece is calling me hysterical. They're my sister trying to calm Scott down.
Okay.
That's all I heard.
That's the extent of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then once I got here, it was... You know, mainly, and the paramedics were already working, so it was after everything happened.
Did you hear any conversation? Was Scott still talking, or deputies talking, or?
No, he was. I just kept hearing him cuss at her. You know, fucking bitch, fucking cunt.
He was still doing that as the deputies or the paramedics were working on him.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't hear. No, as a matter of fact, because they were far enough down the hill that I just kept asking, is that a male or a female? Because I was worried about it was my sister. Because I didn't know who was hurt and. I didn't know if he had hurt the girls or my sister, so no. I just asked who was there. And I'm going to be honest with you, when they put him in the ambulance, I told him if he hurt the girls or my sister, they'd hunt him down and kill him. So I want to be honest with you.
Okay. I understand.
Because the fireman got really mad at me, and I thought, you know, I don't know what's happening. I just, I know he's in the ambulance and didn't know what else is happening.
Okay. When you said that, was there any response from him?
No. I saw that his hand was over the, what is that, the... You know, oxygen or whatever. I saw that his hand was there, so that's why I thought he was awake and could hear me. But I have no idea if he was or not, and I wasn't really checking for that.
And when she said there was blood in the house, where at?
I asked her where, and she said when she opens the door, she saw glass and blood all over the hallway.
All over the hallway? So meaning inside the house or
inside
out?
The house. Inside the house.
Okay.
So, and she didn't know where it came from. Door opens to a little short hallway. And was wrong, or just to see if everything was okay. She saw tons of glass and blood all everywhere.
Okay. What's the relationship like?
You know, 99% of the time, Scott is very laid back, nothing bothers him, you know, very sweet, likable, everybody likes him kind of guy. You know, when he gets pissed, he becomes, you know, he's stupid. He says, you know, I've only seen him get angry twice. Once at me, and I remember thinking in my head, like, he's a loon. This is makes no sense.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, and the only other time I heard when my sister and him were arguing, but it was, you know, just a regular argument, nothing that terrified me or anything.
Okay.
So
this is kind of out of the ordinary tonight.
Yeah, I think a couple of years ago they had a fight where I guess he threw a ice chest or something and hit my sister, and I know she called the police on that because I guess he threatened and stuff. So I remember he threatened her there, and that worried me, but it seemed to be evidently he was doing drugs or something back then, so that she, you know, once he came back and was doing some stuff, you know, I never worried about it again.
And this was 2 years ago?
No, I don't know how long ago. It was a lot of years ago. So we went to Colorado during Thanksgiving, so it could be 4 or 5 years ago maybe.
Okay. And you say you thought he was doing drugs at the time?
Yeah, I think because my sister made him go through some counseling or something, a church counseling for addiction or something. I don't really know the specifics, but I remember he was going through something.
And he threw an ice chest at him?
Yeah, evidently, yeah. Cause I think he served time during that because he was actually in jail when we went to Colorado.
Oh, this happened in Colorado?
No, it happened here.
Okay.
But what happened is it was Thanksgiving and she wanted to get away for the girl, so we went to visit my other sister in Colorado.
So the police were called and he got arrested for domestic violence?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know how much time he spent behind that?
I don't know, because when we got back, I think he was out, so if it was a couple days or a week, I don't know.
And again, when you were on the phone, all three of them were on the last time you called?
No, Scott wasn't on the phone. I just heard him because my sister had picked up the phone.
No, I'm saying your sister and your niece.
Spoke to and reach her. We're in separate rooms.
And you can hear Scott
being verbally abusive. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could hear your sister trying to calm him down.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that he was saying again.
You know, fucking bitch, fucking cunt.
Okay.
Yeah. Just not making sense, just...
Just kind of cussing, not... Was he demanding to get in the house, or...
No, I didn't... No. Because, no, when we talked at 9, and it's funny because I was in my car, I realized that I got to my hair appointment late, thinking when she called me at 9 and said, here he comes down the hall. I said, what is it? And she said, oh, we got in a fight, but I said, he's coming back down, but I don't know where the car is. I need to figure this out. And I said, are you okay? She goes, yeah, I'll be fine. So I didn't think anything. So no, I never heard him threaten. I never heard anything.
All right. I think that's all I need to know. Is there a work number? Did I get that? And if we have any other questions, we'll just give you a call there. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I think you're free to go.
Okay. How do we get out? 'Cause